Sibonga, Star and Chris. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Tuesday, February 17th, 2015. And this is Live Talk, The Connection. I'm Thungamile Nkomo.
And I'm Tatenda Gumbo.
Tonight, we are talking youth unemployment, which continues to devastate millions with no solution in sight.
So let's get connected. Join us on our Twitter and Facebook page using the hashtag The Connection. On Facebook, you can find us at VOA Studio 7. And on our Twitter handle, you can find us at Studio 7 VOA. So let's get things going. And you can also call us on our WhatsApp number, which is 001-202-465-0318.
And for those who want to speak on air, you can give us a call on 001-202-619-2077. Again, the number 001-202-619-2077, and we will call you back.
We're also streaming live on the internet, so make sure you can catch us there. We can be found on voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, and voandebele.com.
We know that, you know, a lot of entrepreneurs start up their businesses in their parents' home or in their parents' garages. A lot of international global corporates today started out in a garage or a basement. That may not be possible here because of power cuts and poor connectivity or expensive internet to people's homes. So we try to solve that problem by saying, come to the hub. We're open 12 hours a day, 6 days a week, and we can provide the tools you need to build your business.
And can you talk about how feasible it is, you know, for someone to be connected with you guys?
In terms of feasibility, we have various programs that we're currently running. We host several established businesses that are actually, you know, operating from our premises. They pay us for the hosting fee, and they're able to now have a good location, a good address, and have the internet and power supply. And
today you hosted the Entrepreneurship Day. And what were some of the takeaways?
I would say the takeaways were that Zimbabwean entrepreneurs have probably come to the realization that they're not alone in this world. Their problems are not unique. And the fact that they're Zimbabwean does not need to limit them in their quest for success. There are tools available that are accessible globally using the internet. There are mentors who can plug in via Skype, for example. So they've started to realize they're not isolated. They're not alone in this world, and their problems are not unique to Zimbabwe.
And looking forward, what's your view on entrepreneurship in Zimbabwe and making sure that everyone, especially young people, have a piece of that pie?
I think everyone is already trying to get a piece of that pie. We're a country of reluctant entrepreneurs. I will call them subsistence entrepreneurs. There are not enough jobs in the marketplace because we're still in a recovery period after our economic crisis. So, you know, there are not enough jobs around, so people tend to create a job for themselves by setting up a business or some form of entrepreneurial activity, be it selling tomatoes, be it selling airtime, running a private taxi service, and so on. What we find, though, is that a lot of them are doing this without any guidance, without the right skill set to perform these activities to the best of their capabilities. So as an entrepreneurial hub, Hypercube tries to solve those problems by having workshops, having these discussion platforms like we had this afternoon with 263 Chat, so that they can think a little bit differently, so that they can think beyond just creating a job for themselves and actually now create jobs for other people. Many of them will get into these situations just to be able to feed themselves and their family. That's hence the subsistence entrepreneurs. They're doing it for survival. We're trying to get them to think, scale up, grow. Think in 5 years' time, can you employ 30 people? In 10 years' time, can you make it 50?
That was Ranish Desai, who is the Hypercube Hub co-founder, speaking with me earlier, Ntunga, talking about how his company is helping young Zimbabweans start their startups and also get a way to be able to become the entrepreneurs that they want to be today.
Indeed, Tatenda. Again, young people in Zimbabwe, this is your youth forum, The Connection, on Live Talk, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
And it is a known fact that unemployment continues to wreak havoc in Zimbabwe, especially among young people who constitute the most productive population and demographic. But the question tonight is, what initiatives can youth take up to dig themselves out and improve their lives?
Indeed, that's the million-dollar question that we are about today on this Youth Forum Tatenda. Ongo Murie Zimbabwe Diri ku muchingamizai muchirongwa che The Connection. Chiri kuya kwa muri kufa kuno ku Studio 7 Live Talk. Muchirongwa cha nasi tiri kukurukura nenyaya ye kushai kwa kwe mabasa. Asi mvunzo mukuru atiri kubvunza pano apa muchirongwa chinasi ndewe kuti zvii zvingaitwa kana kuti chii chingaitwa nevechidiki kuti vazvisimudzire uyezve vabude munyaya yekushaikwa kwemabasa iro idambudziko guru riri kusangana nevechidiki munyika mule Zimbabwe lichona njani uhlelo ngole The Connection losiza kini khona ngapo eZimbabwe lakuzo zonke inxa zomhlaba luvela ngapha eStudio 7 uhlelo ngolaba sakhulayo The Connection lapho esikhuluma khona lamhlanje ngodaba lokuswelakala kwemisebenzi ikakhulu kwabasakhulayo ukuthi imisebenzi kayitholakali into eyaziwayo yiloba ngubani kodwa umbuzo esingawo lamhlanje umbuzo omkhulu ngokuthi kuyini okungenziwa ngabasakhulayo ukuze baphume kulolodaba udaba lokusilela kwemisebenzi.
Yes, Ntunga, just as you said, today we're talking about what young people can do in the entrepreneurial spirit to lift themselves up and find themselves in a better situation. And as we heard in that clip we played in the beginning, Ntunga, Ranish from Hypercube Hub was saying that in Zimbabwe, so many young people are surviving in what he called subsistence entrepreneurship, meaning that they're just doing entrepreneurship for the moment and looking for a way to be able to make money to make a dollar day by day. So we hope that, and their hope also is that they can assist these young people to cultivate that small little plan to become a business where he says you can maybe in 5 years be employing 30 people, maybe 50 people, and you know, becoming a true business person.
Indeed, Tatenda, we must point out from the outset that you know, young people in Zimbabwe constitute more than 60% mm-hmm. of the population. And really, that means, you know, the issue of unemployment is a big, very big yeah. issue. You know, you talk of young people leaving colleges with multiple degrees. But at the end of the day, they have nowhere to go. And today, like I said earlier, the big question, the multi-million dollar question is, what can be done by young people to dig out?
Mm-hmm. And Ntunga, of course, this issue of unemployment can be tackled on so many different avenues. I was looking on our Facebook page and someone was saying, how can I even do anything without the startup money? But we're talking today about entrepreneurship just because it's one of the avenues that young people in Zimbabwe can take to deal with this issue. There are so many other ones and we hope we can tackle each one and get to everyone's avenue. But I think, of course, we have the experts that we will open up the phones for them and they can join us. Who are our guests this evening, Ntunga? I think they're on the line.
Yeah, we have Ms. T, our first guest, Tawanda Chikosi, co-founder and CEO of Chikosi Technology Corporation, Median Professional Fellows Alumni. We also have Philip Chichoni. And Mr. Chichoni is a strategic business planning consultant working with SMEs and entrepreneurs. Good evening, Tawanda and Philip.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening. Good evening, and thank you for having us on the show.
Tawanda, we'll start with you. You are a Meridian Professional Fellows alumni, and today's program, the Entrepreneurship Day that was launched in Harare, came through with some of those like yourself who participated here in the U.S. Tell us more about how this program came about today and how you as yourself, when you were here in the U.S. last year, came about to be a Meridian Fellow.
Okay, the program that we had today, it was a reciprocal visit by our U.S. mentors. So when we participated as Meridian Professional Fellows under the U.S. Department of State program, and we were hosted by these fellows in the United States, there was going to be a reciprocal visit from them to come to Zimbabwe and Zambia, to also then get to understand where we're coming from, to get to understand what's going on in Zimbabwe and identify opportunities of collaboration, partnerships, as well as to give people some insights on how business is being run in the USA and also try and localize it and give it to people in the form of the local context. So that was to answer your first question. Then the second question as to how I came to participate. The Meridian International Group Center advertises to the people locally here in Zimbabwe and in Zambia via their website, as well as some partner organizations like Hypercube Hub, as well as the relevant embassy in the relevant countries, bulletins to say we want people in these countries, entrepreneurs that are doing certain things within their country to participate in a competition, where they will submit their applications as to what they have done, the impact they've had on the community, the volunteer experience they have, how far they've gone with their business. Then they evaluate you. So when we applied for this program, there were over 300 applicants for the program from Zimbabwe, but they only wanted to select six. So it was a very rigorous selection process, and we were fortunate enough to be selected as part of the six that went into the U.S.
Thank you, Tawanda, and please do stay on the line. Coming to you, Philip, you are an expert in, entrepreneurship. Tell us, how would you characterize the issue of youth unemployment in Zimbabwe, and what are some of the, most fundamental ways that young people can explore to dig out?
I think most of the people in doing business in Zimbabwe, they are doing it out of poverty. You know, there's no jobs, so they just do something to survive. They don't add value. And they don't go into businesses to grow. Like, if you walk in the first street in Harare right now, you see people selling tomatoes, selling your, cell phone accessories, all those small things which make you just a few dollars a day. They're not looking at building businesses. They're just trying to make them to survive. So what I think people need are skills to build businesses that will be sustainable and profitable, not just doing something to survive. I think that is the major problem that we have, that they don't have entrepreneurial skills. You need things like marketing and market research. You know, if you are going to sell a product, you need to know who wants it, are they able to pay for it, what price are they willing to pay for it, and grow your business along those lines, not just to do whatever needs to be done to just make a few dollars a day. I think skills are more important than just selling things.
Tawanda, looking at issue ye mabasa, there's someone anyora pa Facebook page, even looking at the issue of beginning a startup or even being an entrepreneur, you need money. Let's talk about the issue of money and startup money. How can young Zimbabweans even get to the point of thinking about having their own business when they are unable to get the capital to do such a thing?
I think it's a great misconception that people have as local entrepreneurs, and this is basically what we are trying to teach them through the various mentorship programs that we are running in the country, both in our individual capacities as well as the tech ecosystems that we have through Hypercube as well as other hub centers which are trying to train people in entrepreneurship. The greatest misconception that people have is you need money to start a business and you won't be able to start if you don't have the money. I think this is something that is, you know, drawing a lot of people back. What I did when I started my business, I didn't even have a single dollar to my name. I only had the passion to work on a solution for a problem that I had identified. So I ran a business that tracks stolen laptops and stolen computers, which I implemented in the year of 2010, and I've actually won an award of innovation in this country for that. But I started it without even a single dollar in my hand. So here's what I think should be the formula. We need a rethinking. We need a mindset shift, you know, to understand that what you have to do is identify a problem. Identify a problem is that small in your community, maybe at the church or at your school, something small, maybe at the nation at large. Then you go and have various sources of funding. That's your family, your friends, people who know you, people who trust you. You demonstrate that you know exactly what you want to provide the solution for. You demonstrate a track record where this solution has been successfully implemented. You demonstrate that you've done your homework well. You have the passion and the drive for it. Then you can tap into the network of the people who know you. That is your friends who will be willing to support you, your family will be willing to support you, as well as the ones that we always call the fools, the three F's, your friends, family, and fools. So what I then did is I convinced three guys to say, okay, guys, this is the idea that I have. I've communicated with the international company that holds this technology. Here is their email. They've directed me to a South African office, which has the patent and the rights for the Southern African region, and this is the communication. I'm showing people that I've done my homework, it's legit, and this is what is required. We just needed $1,000, and people chipped in with their money. They believed in me, they believed in the research and the depth that I had gone through with the solution, they believed in the solution. And we started without anything, and we've been running up until now, which has sustained us and helped us grow the company in different ways. So I think it's a great misconception to say you can't start a business if you don't have money. Start something small. Trust you. Get into a network of people that trust you, your friends that are willing to support you to demonstrate it to exist. Then I think everything else just falling into place once you take the first step.
Uyakhuluma lapha umnumzana Tawanda Chikosi. Ongu nigazi wenkampani ethiwa iChikosi Technology Corporation. Ukhuluma yena ngokuthi yena eze eqalise ibhizimusi yakhe wayengela mali ngisho isenti. Kodwa wabambana lamanye amajaha amathathu wakhulumisana la ukuthi amajaha akithi ngilombono lapha ongasilethela imali ngilombono olobuciko obukhulu ocijileyo ongasilethela inzuzo. Wa manager ukuba convince lawo majaha wasethola ke imali wavula inkampani yakhe eChikosi Technology Corporation. Ukhuluma njalo ngokuthi nxa kuyikuthi ufuna ukuvula ibhizimusi ungumuntu osakhulayo iqala ngokuncane khonoko akudingakali tatenda ukuthi uzube lenqwabanqwaba zemali ama-10,000 ama-20,000 hatshi iqala ngakhonoko okuncane olakho uvule okuyibhizimusi kwakho okuncane as long ubuye lo mcijo omuhle wahlela ibhizimusi yakho ukuthi izahamba so ufuna ukwenza lokhu lalokho uzaphumelela ngalokho ungavele uqalise izabe ikhula ibhizimusi yakho ikhula ugcine usu kachana kakhulu timbo uya kwamburi mkoma Philip vechi diki vakawanda tinoziva kuti you know vanenge vachiche manenya kuti mari yacho yekutanga business andinayo we have nowhere to go ma ku secure ma lines of credit kuma banks kunonetsa saka ndeipi kurudziro yamungavapa vechidiki apa anenge ane idea yake kutanga business asi achinetsekana kuti ndotanga papi chaizvo.
I think point that na Tawanda it's very valid yekuti you need a network of people who know you when it's cooker would you all level a level college and you have got friends, people that you are at school with. Try to keep up with those people after school. And if you launch a product or whatever service that you launch, try to save those people that know you and trust you. And they can actually buy that product before you make it. I know some people actually make some things, maybe they write a book, then you say to their friends before they even write it, then they still give you the money to fund your project. Create a good product, people can buy it before you even made it. So those people that know you, your network actually can find you. Instead of looking for money from a bank or some other sources, your network can actually buy you. If they know you, they trust you. The people you went to school with, people you went to college with, your relatives, your friends, tell them that you've got a product that solves their problem, and they can actually find you before you start.
Cool. Like, Tawanda, my products actually, as Koma Philip is saying, could see, you know, build network, yako. But what are some of the programs, kind of, my companies that you're seeing in Zimbabwe that reflect a grassroots level? Nukti, we can talk about Jinje technology, kind of, you know, social media and everything, but kana munariku, mamisha, what can they really look at themselves and say, kuti inini ndine business yangu, but I'm doing something that's very, very small. Give us my examples.
Okay. Kana suru kumusha ambizwe. If we want to follow tikadakuramba tichifamba nekuwe kuti you start small and how do you start a business to not drive my opportunities kuti munhu azo identify to know apa pane mukana wekuita business ndezvipi. Regai tipe example yekuZimbabwe. We know kuti in Africa, not only in Zimbabwe, magetsi anonetsa. Not only in the city centers as well, but Kumamisha, it's even worse. We have in Zimbabwe organizations like ANARIA, standing for Rural Electrification Agency. We form initiatives that try to make sure Kumarua, Kumamisha, connect from our gates. But the majority of my places in Kumamisha are on my gates. So, even as the Ethernet wireless, Yakatanga Ugazia, my solar lamps, where to try and help run Warukuma area as well. But solar lamp is already multifaceted. Rene Zakawanda Zarnate, Rene Wanatuka Konita, charge a phone, Rene charge a phone, and at the end of the day, Rene Pofdisi, Magiri, Light, Kanapasita, but you know, charge one solar, you don't have to pay anything. And my solar lamps are in Africa per meter $15. And it was not covering my newspaper, no ground in Zimbabwe, in Iran, over 11 million Warukusha and charge my cell phone. Saka vanhu vari kumamisha ivavo vari kuchaja mafoni iwayo pai. Saka tomboti nemukomana wechidiki ndinogara munharaunda mandinoona kuti vanhu vane macellphone, maybe they have to travel panhu pakareba sitere kuti vaende unochaja mafoni avo. When my father goes kumamisha kufama, I sometimes travel to call him nekifoni inenge isina moto. So why can't you say, all right, let's come together as maybe 3-4 young people vemumaruwa in one same area. Ngatiendei kuHarare, ngatitumirei munhu wekuHarare anotengerwa masolar lamps aya. We run a small project where we charge people maybe $1 kucharja phone yake kusvikira yazara or 50 cents kusvikira yazara. Before you know it, the whole community will be able to charge some phone pamba penyu or with your group, and you can start from there. The moment yamunongo realize my challenge ari pachikoro, ari pachechi, ari munharaunda mamunogara, it provides you a way to have a solution. Why not come to Harare and say, ndabwenda kunoona tete? This is your panel kumana maraini. Kumusha tinosanganisa zvakadai, kuna kumunozvisolva sei? Then you transfer zvauri kuona kuno kuchinozviimplimenta kupi kwaunogara. That's the same thing zvatangoita isusu tabva kuno kutaenda kuAmerica, taona zvimwe tadzoka taakuzviita. Zvinongoitwawo munhu anobva kumusha achiya kuHarare, enda kuBulawayo, enda kwaMutare, anoona kuti okay, vanhu vari kuzviita saizvo, dzokera kuarea kwake ongonozviitawo.
Ye, uyakhuluma lapho uTawanda. Abasemakhaya khona ngapho eMperengwa, eGwanda, Bait Bridge, ePlumtree, Harare Masvingo, eWange, eBinga khona ngapho uhlelo ngolabasakhulayo, The Connection. Lamhlanje sikhuluma ngodaba lokusilela kwemisebenzi kwabasakhulayo, kambe kungenziwani ukuphathisa abasakhulayo ukuze baphume kulolu dubo. Yiwo umbuzo omkhulu kakhulu esingawo lamhlanje nxa lifuna ukuphatheka kuhlelo lingasithumela incwadi ye-SMS kunombolo ezithi 001-202-619-2077 kumbe lisitshayele ucingo lisiphe inombolo zenu sizalitshayela ke sikhulume lani emoyeni khonapha kuhlelo ngolwenu lina abasakhulayo. Silomlaleli tateni.
Tinemtereri Mtunga Nonzi Chezu Simendi Ariku Shirugwi Makadi Mkoma. Hello? Muripo ere?
Tripo.
Makadi Mkoma?
Tripo Makadi Oeng.
Tripo Tara Enyu Mapinda Mu, The Connection.
Ya, ndi farao mbunzwa nyudzi kubai koko.
Ye, Tara Enyu.
And then the fara ukunda mshomo chenyu.
Tinotenda Mkoma Chuzu nyari pano apa nasi inyaya idambudziko rekushaikwa kwemabasa munyika zvikuru sei kune vechidiki. Imimi muri kushanda here?
Hongu ndiri kushanda.
Okay. Asi mungati chine dambudziko iri because idambudziko guru zvikuru vakawanda vari kusangana naro. Havazi kushanda, varikubuda mumacolleges vachigraduate asi mabasa acho ari kunetsa kuwana.
Todizvo zvinomira zvakanaka. Tinofanira kuti paitwe mabasa.
Saka muri kutarisira kuti mabasa acho ange achibva kupi apa gurumende?
Ndinangoti kana gomechi kwanisa kana nevamwe makambani ma zvakwanisa kuvhura kuti mabasa kuti kwanisa kushanda.
Asi imimi basa ramunaro mungati muri kunyatsogusikana mari yamuri kutambira pakupera pemwedzi muri kugona kutenga zvese zvamunenge muchida semuri?
Ndizvo zvomutiona kurarama.
Kurarama.
Yeah, I know. Hilo utubo olukona elizweni abantu abaningi abalutshana bona babasebenzayo tatenda bayasebenza kodwa imali abayiholayo bakhala ngokuthi incane kakhulu. Yilo udaba umnumzana uChuzu akhuluma ngalo lamhlanje. Tinotenda zikuru Mkoma Chuzu.
Tinotenda.
Okay. Coming to you, Philip. There is a concept that I've heard of. I'm not an entrepreneur, but I've heard of a crowdfunding. Can you talk to that?
Crowdfunding, it works especially in developed countries, like States in the UK, where you launch a product, then you put your product on the internet, on the website, like there's a website, on the Kickstarter. You actually describe your product, what problem is going to solve, and then you ask for people to donate just small amounts, maybe dollar or $5, whatever. Then it is enough to find you to set up. But in Zimbabwe, I don't think it can really work because most people are not on the internet. But you can still do it in your community, where you're actually launching a product or a solution, then you tell people in the community that, okay, this is the product I'm launching, but can you pay in advance? Then those people pay in advance, then you launch the product, then you give them the product or the service. So I think it can work in Zimbabwe, but it's only that most people are not on the internet in Zimbabwe right now. So I think you have to go out there and meet the people, tell them, explain the product, what it
can you just may you just hold on the line? We just want to transition and say goodbye and good night to our radio listeners. But of course, as you know, Studio 7 Live Talk, The Connection, is streaming live on our website. Make sure you can go there and follow us there. This is Tatenda Gumbo
and I'm Tunga Milinkomo. Please do stay tuned.